Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That is hard hit. It's off Altuve. Here comes LeMahieu.
Astros win in dramatic fashion in the 11th inning, 3-2 over the Yankees. Wade, the key is the Astros win behind Carlos Correa, who's been slumping and struggling and had injury problems all year long, and the bullpen, right? Go figure. They out-bullpenned the team with the best bullpen in Major League Baseball, arguably in Major League Baseball. What a night for the Astros, right? Carlos Correa, he comes up huge offensively, but before we get to that, the play that he makes in the middle of the infield off of what would have been an error by Altuve, he scoops it up and throws an absolute rocket to home plate and gets the out at home and keeps the game tied 2-2 in the sixth. And really, that defensive play, it just immediately got the crowd back into it. It immediately added life to this lineup, and so it came from a rare position on a defensive play that would have been an error, ended up being an out at home plate.
Yeah, when you think about Carlos Correa, he's been struggling at the plate in the postseason, but one thing that he has not been struggling with is with the glove in the infield, and so he just came through with another play that you come to expect from Carlos Correa. He just has the ability to make plays that other guys don't make. I think that when you look at the actual play, it was a 3-2 count, and because it was a 3-2 count, the runners are on the move. And because the runner was on the move, I think that made the third base umpire, the third base coach think to himself, all right, our guy can make it home. And when that happened, that gave Correa an opportunity once he picked up the ball on the ricochet to throw him out at home plate. And I think that was huge, man. It was a 2-2 ball game. Justin Verlander was out there battling, but you knew that it was getting close to the point in the game where he was going to have to leave the game. And so if he would have had given up a run at that point, you don't know how that game would have ended up. So it was a huge play by Correa, and then he followed it up, of course, with the home run in the bottom of the 11th. So it was a huge outing for Carlos Correa, and I think it's going to be a shot in the arm and his confidence going forward for the rest of the postseason.
Wade, you're talking about a guy that is making, I think the arguably, other than swinging the bat and that actual rotational force obviously being tough on your back, you're talking about a guy that in the field has made multiple plays in the playoffs that you think would be rough on your back and rough on your arm, all the twisting and torquing and turning, and he's had all of these injury issues leading up to it. I'm surprised that he's able to, not just able to, but consistently able to make these kind of athletic plays. When you hear about back tightness, a lot of times guys can't move as well as they typically can move. It doesn't look like he's hamstrung, for a lack of better terms. It doesn't look like he's at all bothered by the back tightness and the issues he's had leading up to this.
Yeah, when you think about it, some guys are just naturally more athletic and gifted than others. And I think you couple his natural athleticism, his hand-eye coordination, and the fact that he's a big guy. He's long, and so he can use that length to reach balls that the other guys can't get to. I just think that Carlos Correa, he's a top-notch defender. He's going to be a guy that's in the considerations for Gold Gloves going forward for the rest of his career, until he eventually probably moves to third base. But I just think that, you know, Carlos Correa is a big-time defensive player. He's a five-tool guy, and he showed that. He put that on display last night at the Juice Box.
Verlander flat gets giddy when he's talking about him, man. It's like, I've heard it multiple times listening to different audio, and like Verlander just gets giddy talking about how strong a dude's arm is and the defense behind him. But let's bump to Carlos Correa at the plate, because obviously he had two RBIs last night. Obviously he was seeing things a little bit better, and he talked about that precisely after the game last night.
Yesterday I felt like my timing was getting back to where it should be, and then my cage work today was amazing, and I was very confident going into the game that today was a day where I was going to break out. And, you know, I had some good at-bats. And going into that last inning, I told Altuve, I got this. I feel like I got this. Like, and I had the right approach against him. I've been successful against him going the other way, and that's what I try to do. I saw a good pitch down the middle, and I drove the other way. As soon as I hit it, I knew it was going to go over the fence. The adrenaline started pumping like crazy. I don't even know what I did. I got to go watch the video. But I know that I was so hyped. And seeing my teammates running out of the dugout to the home plate while I was still standing there, it was pretty awesome. Obviously, a moment that it's going to live with me for forever.
I tell you what you did. You stood there like a bad, bad man, and then you gave him the old Hulk Hogan ear to the crowd that was still there. That is, and I guess you got to be damn near 40 years old to appreciate the Hulk Hogan, let me hear you gesture.
No question.
But I don't know how Carlos Correa's young ass knows what that is, but boy, I sure enough appreciated it.
Well, I think that gesture travels well. It goes from generation to generation.
You don't think so he don't watched
think
Hulk?
I don't think he saw him live in person or anything like that, but I do know this. If you listen to the audio, he straight up called a shot. He told Altuve before he went to the plate, like, hey,
yeah,
I got this.
I got
and
it.
Then he went out there and did it, man. That's really cool to hear, man.
What I like to wait is this team and how detailed they are in discussing whether they're seeing pitches or they're slumping or they're hitting it well or they don't think that they never thought they were going to lose. Just the way that they're so open with the media and us is it's refreshing. It's a lot of fun to cover. The other thing, so Carlos Correa coming out of his slump, offensively, winning the game at the plate and then having a critical play in the sixth inning that kept the game tied was a surprise. I mean, I really not the defensive play, but I think the home run and the way that this game ended, I think if you just said, hey, who hits the home run to win this game, Carlos Correa at this point would have been way down your list. And it was a surprise that he was able to drive the ball opposite field and win the game for the Astros. The second part of that of last night that was surprising to me was the fact that the Astros bullpen, again, they came in and they combined 4 1/3 innings, one hit, no runs, 5 Ks, 2 walks. That's Harris, Osuna, Smith, Presley, and James. They followed up Justin Verlander, a good quality start by Justin Verlander. And that is another thing that I believe, had you asked me before the game started, I would have missed that. I'd have missed that boat. I'd have said that Verlander needs to go 8. In fact, I said it about Cole a week or so ago. I said, I think the starters, Verlander and Cole, need to go 8 to keep this team from having to rely on the bullpen. Well, last night they had to rely on them, and them boys came through.
Well, Clint, you thought that way for good reason, but I always caution people this and always have to remind myself of this. As you look at the way that the Astros bullpen pitched at the beginning of the season, the way that Presley pitched, the way that Osuna pitched, these guys have it in them to be dominant, to be a dominant bullpen. And so you got to think to yourself, if these guys have it in them, eventually it's going to show itself to be true, and it's going to actually going to come forth and actually be productive out there on the field. And that's what we saw last night. I mean, these guys over the past 3 years, since 2017, since the World Series, these guys have been guys that you can count on, the Will Harrises of the world. And so, listen, they just went out there and they handled their business.
Wade, here's the thing, man, is last night as I'm watching that game, there was a few things. I told you, man, I can't sit here, I can't lie, man. My gut was telling me the momentum that the Astros were in trouble. And Osuna comes out in the eighth and gets one out in the eighth.
He had to get two out in the eighth, he had to get three in the ninth.
Okay, so he comes out, point is he comes out in the eighth, and he goes to sit down, and I'm like, who do they bring out now?
Yeah.
I'm worried about Osuna coming back out after being – I mean, those guys, the adrenaline is so high for those guys, those closers, for them to go sit on the bench and then come back out and get that adrenaline back up is always suspect. And so when I see them bring him back out, I'm like, uh-oh, this is usually where the wheels come off. If there's problems, this is where it happens after he sits and he comes out – and he handles them. So my confidence starts to climb a little bit. But when the Astros got through Chapman, that's when I started feeling better about, okay, the Astros got a chance right here. If they can just get one good swing of the bat, they got a chance to end this thing. But up until when that big lefty was on the mound, I was struggling. I was concerned, my man.
I mean, and you should have been concerned, but I tell you this. When you get the Astros in a situation where they have an opportunity to get a walk-off victory, they tend to get the walk-off victory.
Right.
I can't really think about it and remember the times when the Astros are at home and are going into extra innings and they didn't come through in the clutch. Right. I just feel like that eventually it was going to happen, and Correa was the guy that made it happen this night.
Yeah, you're listening to Sports Radio 610. I'm Clint Sterner. That's Wade Smith. Wade, there's one guy that plays for the Texans that you expected to have a big, big week. I think he said 9 catches, 150-plus yards. Well, you were a little off on the yardage, but you got the catches right.
Way off on the yardage.
That's okay. Yeah. DeAndre Hopkins, he'd been quiet for 4 weeks. You expected a big, big game, and here's what you got. 9 catches, 55 yards, but it was the most impactful 55 yards receiving that I've ever seen a receiver have. You talk about a guy that is absolute key on third and fourth down conversions, and a system that has proven the last couple of weeks to use him in that fashion. You got a guy that earned the nickname last year of No Drop Hop, and now you're using him in third and fourth down situations, and he's still one of the best deep threats, if not the best deep threat in the league at the wide receiver position. DeAndre Hopkins came through in a big, big way for the Texans in Kansas City, my man.
No question about it. Like, we talked about it on Friday, and I said to you on there, I said, listen, I feel like DeAndre Hopkins is going to have a huge game. He's going to have 9, 10 catches, 150-plus yards, and a touchdown or two in Arrowhead, just based off of the performance that Will Fuller had put forward the week before. And so coming into this game, that's what I expected. But you know what I got? I didn't get that statistical performance that I thought that he was going to get.
Yep.
But the impact that he made in the game was more significant than any of those stats could have ever done. I just felt like all of his catches were for conversions on third down. The catch that he made and the route that he ran and the play that was called on the 4th and 3 to ice the ball game,
yep,
that's just big time. That's big boy football, man. It's putting the ball in the hands of your best players, Deshaun Watson, DeAndre Hopkins, and letting them go win you a ball game. And that's exactly what the Texans did, man. And that's something that you haven't necessarily seen around here, where in the past you might have had Bill O'Brien just go ahead and kick the field goal. Play it safe. Do the smart play, you know what I mean, and kick it in and go up by 10. It's like, no, let's go ahead and end this ball game here and now with our best guys. And that's what they went out there and did, man. And DeAndre Hopkins was the key and the catalyst to making that happen.
You know, a big part of it, Wade, and we're going to get into the Texans' identity as we move forward here, but a big part of Hopkins' ability to contribute, I think it was an extension of the run game. I mean, you talk about a guy that's got hands like that, that they're moving pre-snap and they're getting the ball in his hands 1, 2, and 3 yards downfield, and then he's able to break tackles. The key to that, to me, is now they're defending, that they're forcing defenses to defend this offense sideline to sideline. There's no doubt about it. You can't take away from Fuller and Hopkins' threat to get deep. That's always going to be in a defensive coordinator's mind. That's always going to be in a secondary's mind. But what you can do on top of that is force them to defend sideline to sideline. And that's what I loved about not just Hop, the game plan, but Hop was definitely a critical piece of that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.